mauled by Christmas. So there I was, cruising along downtown Birmingham, when I noticed the sign over the building that for half a century was F.W. Woolworth, only now it's called California Fashion Mall, and has a bunch of shops ranging from check cashing to wigs to fashion wear and the like. Think about it for a minute. California Fashion Mall in downtown Birmingham. What a concept. Little old Alabama is promoting the state of California with its cutting-edge trendy fashions, paying homage to a state a few thousand miles away. Any day now, residents of Los Angeles will be driving along in downtown L.A., and get whiplash as they pass Alabama Fashion Mall. No doubt, when they see the sign covering the old L.A. F.W. Woolworth building, they'll be doing U-turns and rushing in to see what cutting-edge, trendy fashions those Alabamians have come up with this week. Imagine, Alabama Fashion Mall. Soon, L.A. Baptists will be poofing up their hair with spray starch and wearing macho, hip-hugging jeans you see now and then in the Deep South, those polyester-frocked folk wearing pointy-tipped eyeglasses and spitting tobacco from their pickup trucks, sporting deer-hunting hats in the summer, and lacquering on another layer of makeup before going to the Whistle Stop Cafe. And while L.A.ans are coming up to speed with their idea of who Alabamians are, Alabamians will be coming away from California Fashion Mall wearing thong bathing briefs, shaving their heads, and donning desert boots, painting their nails purple, and dyeing their poodles pink, just like you see on TV. This could be the start of something profound. Hope you folks in L.A. have a peaceful Christmas around your pink aluminum Christmas trees. Honest, I think that's what a lot of us believe you do. And I hope that you get some laconic pleasure out of picturing us Alabamians fanning ourselves against a white column on the front porch while a hound dog eyes the Christmas tree, which is, after all, just a southern pine.